It's 9 a.m. Jeff Katurba with you right now in the Omaha area. A few clouds, 61 degrees today, sunny, a high of 90 degrees. And now it's time for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie Diane Watson. Bonjour. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Now, if I asked you what the best week of the year is, you might say your birthday week or the week between Christmas and New Year's. But for me, it is now. It is restaurant week.
Oh, I'm with you on this one.
Let me ask you, how often do you eat out?
Oh, how often do I want to eat out? One or two times. Sometimes it depends on, but you know, maybe a couple times a week. How about you?
That's probably about to pop up because I am giving you plenty of lead time to plan for the 10 tastiest days of the year. And that is now. Restaurant week starts September 13th, which is Friday, and runs to the 24th. You know, the very first restaurant week was started in New York City in 1992 by Tim Zagat. You probably know name from the Zagat Guide.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. In Omaha, it's been here since 2011. We were actually one of the first mid-size cities to embrace this idea. Visit Omaha has been
We're always on the forefront of things.
You know, we really are.
We are.
We should embrace that. Visit Omaha has been managing it since 2017.
I want to embrace the pizza right now, but...
I didn't bring you food. The first year we had 20 restaurants. This year, there are 53 and counting. And I say that because I think they added one yesterday. And it's really an opportunity for everyone who loves food to celebrate Omaha's culinary diversity. Yeah. So here's how it works. Yeah. At dinner, you can go to one of the restaurants that's participating and get a pre-fee menu. Did I say that right?
I think some people say that in English. American, technically,
you're the French expert.
Well, I don't know that I'm a prefix.
Right,
prefix,
that's right.
It just depends.
It looks like price.
It's a little bit of
right. So
but it looks French pool because it is.
Yeah. So you can get a prefix. There you go. Menu for $20, $30, $40, or $50.
Love
so
it.
Many different price points. And for that means you get a three-course
it's
menu.
It's all set up, ready.
Correct.
For you to go.
You do
okay.
get choice,
okay.
but it's a smaller choice. And and what happens here is the restaurant really gets to create a curated menu showcasing the best of what they do.
Yeah.
And sometimes the unusual things that maybe people don't think about. And it's a chance for us to revisit favorites, but also check out new restaurants you haven't done
because
before.
So often you want to try all the other things, but you're
right.
like, oh, I've got my favorite. But then you do try something new, and it's like, oh, this is now my favorite.
To your point, you try food you don't normally order. But what I'm really excited about is to try restaurants I haven't been to and maybe cuisines that I don't normally explore.
Yeah.
I don't eat as much Indian food as I probably should, so I'm going to check out some Indian places. And have you ever been to the purely vegan place, Modern Love? It's a great opportunity to try that.
I'm not vegan, but it's great.
Same.
And they have great options for CLAX.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you live in Omaha, these restaurants are from the riverfront to Elkhorn. So here's how it works. No tickets or passes or anything like that, but reservations are never a bad idea. There's a list of participating restaurants with a lot of the menus that they're offering on the Visit Omaha website. And not everybody in your party has to go this route. Somebody could just order off the menu and you could do the prefix menu. It is dine-in only. I just want to make sure people know that. Mm. And I recommend that people tip generously as the special menu is usually a pretty good deal. Mm. So the three-course meal really is an experience, and because there are so many price points, it can be had for any budget. And if you look at the list of restaurants, which you can see on the Visit Omaha website, there are icons like Garotts and Tussie's that have been around for a long time, and newcomers like Tupelo Honey and Udalali will be participating. It's everything from sports bars to high-end French and everything in between. And I know how you like to talk about food this time of day, so I thought I'd share a couple of dishes that you can order if you're participating in
Torture
Restaurant
continues.
Week. Vis Major, which is a great brewery, will be offering a starter called Truffle Popcorn, which is fresh popcorn drizzled with truffle oil, salt, and grated fresh Parmesan.
I can almost taste it right
now. I know,
now.
Right? The Corner Kitchen, which is a place I'm planning to visit, I haven't been yet, has a birria egg roll, which is beef birria, melted mozzarella,
where's the Corner Kitchen?
Cilantro. Oh. They are at an address I don't have.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
onion.
I'll follow my nose.
There you go. Wrapped in an egg roll, served with birria consomme.
Mm.
Timber will be offering a pork cordon bleu, which is a Neiman Ranch hand-cut pork cutlet, lightly breaded and wood-fired. Parmesan, Parisian ham, Mornay sauce, red onion jam, Yukon mashed potatoes, and bourbon glazed carrots.
What are you doing to me?
And if you want a really great dessert, how about from Le Voltaire, goat cheesecake with pistachios and glazed apricots.
Oh, My goodness.
I know. Here's I saved one of the best things for last.
Yep.
The food bank benefits from Restaurant Week. 5% of all of the receipts go to the food bank. Last year, that amounted to over $10,000.
Wonderful.
This is a great opportunity to make this your own culinary community tradition. Maybe go weekly or go every year with friends, with your parents, with your significant others. And if you watch KVNO's social medias, you can actually win gift cards Restaurant Week.
That's coming up.
Now, Jeff, I didn't bring you any food this time, but guess what? I printed out about 15 menus for you continue the torture.
Continuing the torture.
See you at Restaurant Week.
All right. Thanks, Diane.